Hello, I'm Hamid Ikram, and with me I have Mohammad Riaz. Jerry Morris will join us through a phone call, which we go to Darling College for our doctorate degree. Today we are interviewing Dr. Stephen Cheeseman, who is Associate Superintendent of Schools. Dr. Cheeseman also earned his doctorate degree from Darling College a few years back. We are here to talk with him about his research, experience, and most importantly, about his views on leadership. My first question is, Steve, in what year you earned your doctorate degree?
I believe it was 2004.
And what was your research about?
My research was on the implementation of change.
So what was the methodology and what was your sample?
I was looking at, is successful change more a result of the change itself or of the change process? And what we looked at was, when you implement change, those steps that you take in the very beginning are more important than actually the change itself. You know, getting the culture right, understanding the culture, making sure that lines of communication are open, So all those things that really need to be fertilized the soil before you plant the seed of change is really what I looked at. And I actually looked at a small junior senior high school, 7 to 12 school, that was undergoing a number of changes. And we studied that as they were implemented. We looked at what people felt was most important and what they felt was most evident, and how that led to success in the change process.
What are your responsibilities in your current position, and how you apply your research findings?
My title is Associate Superintendent of Schools for the Diocese of Rockville Center. So I oversee a staff who helps me oversee 43 elementary schools in Suffolk and Nassau and 5 high schools in Suffolk and Nassau counties. One of my major roles is strategic plan for the diocese, and really that has been helped by, you know, the research that I did. I started a couple years ago teaching a course at Fordham on strategic planning and change, and the research that I did in my doctorate really helped push me in that direction. I've always been sort of fascinated by what makes for successful change, and why do some changes fail and some changes succeed, and what is the role of leadership in making change more successful. So I sort of fell into the teaching opportunity at Fordham, so I adjunct there, and most of my work there is on strategic planning and change. For the diocese, for our schools, I created the recently published strategic plan for the Diocese of Rockville Center. I've given numerous workshops, both on a national level and a local level, on the change process and the planning process.
You just talked about successful change, success and failure. How do you evaluate success?
When it comes to schools, I evaluate success in student achievement and really growth, student growth. You know, I think success as a general rule I would define as progress towards your goals. You know, if you have well thought out goals and a well thought out plan to achieve those goals, your movement, your incremental movement towards those goals are success.
Do you see any difference between professional success and personal success? When you say student achievement, do you feel it as your success?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's why we're in this business. You know, our goal is to help others succeed. As a leader, my goal is to help other leaders succeed and to help give them the tools necessary to help students succeed. So even though I don't work directly with students and I work with administrators and I work with teachers, I still look at the bottom line of, have I impacted students, to determine whether or not I feel successful. And when I see student success, whether it be academic success, whether it be, you know, in a theater performance, whether it be whatever it is, I get some satisfaction in knowing that, you know, I've been a part of that.
Leader born or made? What is your opinion?
I think leaders are born and developed. I think that there are certain innate qualities of leadership that a good leader has. I think it comes natural to you. I think you're born with it. I think it's hard to take someone who maybe doesn't have those qualities and teach them when they're adults to have those qualities. When I say born, though, I would say born and developed at an early age. So you develop the traits of leadership when you're a child, when you're growing up, when you're, you know, when you learn right from wrong, when you learn to take responsibility, when you learn to be creative. So are you born with it when you come out of the womb? Maybe not. But I think born with it in the sense that they're developed, in my opinion, those traits well before you get to a doctoral program and you're learning about successful leadership. So I think those traits are things that you learn. I think that, you know, you are raised.